As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Welcome to our Thursday, September the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, workable solutions for you always, especially with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you've experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom, that pesky philosophically radical thought, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener calling number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold is comfy above $1,000. It's begun to redecorate the U.S. financial marketplace. We'll talk about that a little bit as the currencies rise and the stocks and the bonds and the crude oil all deflate. Of course, regionalism and Marxian dialectical materialism will be the topic of discussion with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. We'll take your calls as well and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Thursday, September the 24th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading up $8.40 at $1,016.60 an ounce. Not bad. Silver up 19 cents, still below $17, but not by much. Trading at $16.94 an ounce. Platinum moves up $3, trading at $13.22. Palladium up $4 at $297 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, very cheerful looking numbers this morning. Low was $1,006.50. The high was $1,017.50. At $1,016.60, your gold year to year is up $134.60 for a 15.26 return on your investment. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the gold this morning at $1,014. You can see we're $2 and change above that now. In the Dow, closing down yesterday, 81, trading at 9,749. The NASDAQ was off 15 at 2,131. The S&P was off 11 at 1,061. The crude oil, a barrel of light sweet crude, 42 gallons, cost you $68.62, moving down 35 cents in early morning trading. The U.S. dollar index also off 19 points this morning, trading at 76.19. We'll be back right after this first break with the foreign exchange rates, a little news, and your calls. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm. millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Any of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Oh, well.
Here we go.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Thursday, September the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first segment, we opened up with a little bit of the market news. Let's close that out now today. We definitely see out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago on this magic Monday, or this is a Thursday, September the 24th, 2009, gold was trading up $8.40 above that $1,000 mark, getting very comfortable in there, trading at $1,016.60. Silver was up 19 cents at $16.94. Dropping down a little bit further through the report, we come down into the foreign exchange rates. Of course, the U.S. dollar index is off 19 points, trading at 76.19. Will it make the 71.18 prediction that Robert Chapman has by October the 1st? I don't think so, but we'll see. He's not often wrong. But the foreign exchange rates for this morning, the Canadian dollar, 93 cents U.S., the Mexican peso, moving up 35 basis points, yet still trades at 8 cents U.S. Fill up your pockets with pesos for 8 cents apiece. The euro up 42% or 0.42%, which translates in economic dialogue, I guess you'd say, is 42 basis points. Up 42 basis points, getting my tongue in order, trades at $1.48 this morning. The British pound moving down 90 basis points, yet still trades at $1.62. The real winner this morning, however, is the Swiss franc as it continues to move higher, up 55 basis points, now trading at 98 cents U.S. It's darn near at parity with the U.S. dollar. And it's come up quite a ways, about 10% since I started tracking it a couple of months ago. So in the bond market, the yield on the two-year bond, again below 1%, now dropping down to 0.95%. The 10-year runs at 3.41, and the 30-year is 4.18, 4.18. So if you're buying treasuries, you're buying bonds, those would be the interest rates. Of course, you and I aren't buying them. The mortgage market, 15-year mortgage, this might be more localized. Again, continuing its decline from 4.80% a month ago. The 15-year mortgage, you might be able to find one out there at 4.67%. Of course, you'd have to pay points and other things and fees on top of that. The 30-year mortgage, down also from 5.30 a month ago, now trading at 5.20%. So all of that is your mortgage and your financial news for this morning. An interesting little news story off of the WorldNet Daily sent to us by one of our listeners this morning early. A textbook publisher known for painting a sunny, nonviolent picture of Islamic Jihad in its history books has rewritten a part of the Declaration of Independence. Listen carefully as I try and stumble through this. The Lone Star Report revealed that a fifth grader in Ector County Independent School District in Odessa, Texas, was told to memorize the Declaration of Independence as printed in, quote, History Alive, America's Past, close quote, published by the Teachers Curriculum Institute, or TCL. But there was one hitch. An essential word had been altered. This is out of WorldNet Daily this morning. The true text of the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, as written by its principal author, Thomas Jefferson, states, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." However, a fifth grade student reading one of the cover pages of History Alive, America's Past, will see the following. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Did you notice the change? The text contains no visible disclaimer or brackets indicating that the wording had been altered. According to the Lone Star Report, State Board of Education member Terry Leo blasted the publisher for altering the Declaration of Independence at a September the 17th committee meeting. Instead of saying all men are created equal, it says all people are created equal, Leo noted. Are we going to tell the kids what the actual document says, or are we going to change the words in those documents to be politically correct? How can you change a historical document and not present it to the students as written? Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. Well, that's very interesting, and that's the reason why we have to watch what they're teaching the children in school.
Absolutely.
I have a friend who was involved in the getting the We the People curriculum out of Idaho schools because they left out the Second Amendment. You know, in their history lesson, they just, you know, gone out of here. It doesn't exist. So.
Well, historical revisionism is just one of those things that we have to deal with. But absolutely, the changing of the language, one of the reasons why I value and have collected quite an assembly of dictionaries is because what I discovered early on in my research pattern was that the words have been altered almost on a decade-by-decade basis. Our language is transforming before our very eyes. You know, up has become down has become up, you know, white has become black has become white, man has become people have become, well, just the generically accepted terminology. So, ah, my, it's all upside down and inside out. You've got a whole bunch of stuff on the plate, folks. If you want to go to the website, Vicki Davis's website, as we remind you here on Tuesdays and Thursdays each day, is channelingreality.com. It's www.channelingreality.com. And on her homepage, she's been so kind as to create a Become Vocal Local link. You click on that. and it opens up a page where the various documents that we're going to talk about each day are located that you can find. And we find that in this, when we talk about obfuscating our language, the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, which would change the word man into people just to suit the political correct atmosphere, we also have these kinds of obfuscatory changes going on in borders as we get into this idea of regionalism. And in the top of the list of things to discuss today, Vicki, you've posted the La Paz Agreement, the pathway to disintegration. Why don't we start there and open the dialogue for regionalism today?
Well, at the high level, the concept is it's all about power. And it's the who is the titular head of something, the way that the outside view of it, and where is the real power within the structure. And what regionalism does is that it is a behind-the-scenes power that actually is a management structure, so that you can have your elected officials, but as the regional structures are built on top of your elected governing system, they become, the regional authorities become the managers, and your elected officials become puppets.
Exactly. So it's a subservient tier, a hierarchy of management inside of this new administrative America. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this first break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
And so we have returned once again, and yes, indeed, and in fact, this idea of regionalism lays in layers of management in between the elected officials and the constitutional governments of America. There's no doubt about it, but it happens around the world as well. You can find a lot of the beginning of this. We can go back and we understand that as they change and try and change the Declaration of Independence to suit their politically correct agenda, transforming all men being created equal to all people being created equal, this gender-based technology that they come up with. We also have to understand that there was a fellow whose name was Moshe Mordechai Levy, but everybody knows him as Karl Marx. Of course, Karl was no relation to Groucho. It's just a little easier to say, and it doesn't reveal his Ashkenazi roots, if you will. So Moses Mordechai Levy, also known as Karl Marx, had this to say: regionalism is dialectic materialism, a philosophy founded by Karl Marx, which forms the basis of communist doctrine. Now listen carefully, folks. It combines the materialistic ideas of matter over mind with the Hegelian dialectic in which opposing forces are constantly being reunited at a higher level. I'm going to repeat that. A philosophy founded by Karl Marx, which forms the basis of communist doctrine. It combines the materialistic idea of matter over mind with the Hegelian dialectic in which opposing forces are constantly being reunited at a higher level. And this is out of the lexicon, the Webster's Dictionary. Regionalism is dialectic materialism. That was your inclusion there, Vicki. So give us a little bit more about your take on this dialectical materialism.
Okay, yeah. When you think about the La Paz Agreement, what the La Paz Agreement did was to create an international zone 62.5 miles on either side of the border between Mexico and the United States for the full length of the border. And it put a manager over the top of that zone. And so that is the idea of dialectic materialism, where opposing forces are constantly being reunited at a higher level. The governing structure over that international zone is reunited at a higher level with managers, rather than, well, they still have their elected officials, but, you know, on both sides of the border. But the border is actually managed at the regional level.
So by in 1983, when this La Paz Agreement, which has nothing to do with home childbirth, folks, but this La Paz Agreement created a zone, if you will, on the southern border of the United States of America, the northern border of Mexico, it creates this new zone, this administrative zone, which really blurs the boundary of that southern border of our country and the northern border of Mexico, and puts it underneath another layer of governance, if you will, that is found what in our U.S. So at State Department, or who are the managers? Who's the facilitators on this particular deal?
Well, the La Paz Agreement specifies the EPA director as the coordinator, but in other things that I've found, of course, the State Department is the director in charge, so to speak, of international agreements. They are the ones that see to it that we adhere to provisions in the international agreements.
So when Barry the Usurper gets up in front of the United Nations and stands behind the marble podium and talks about how the United States needs to get further into bed with all of the foreign powers, he's not necessarily speaking as the president. He's more as the mouthpiece for the State Department. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would say that. Yeah.
Because everything that is United Nations related is treaty related, and if the State Department supervises the and administrates the various treaties, then of course they would be in charge of what our relationships are with other countries through that United Nations group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Yeah, and that's an example of titular power. You know, where he appears to be he has the title, but the real power is in the State Department.
So he comes with the fish hat and the shepherd's crook, but it's really like the Black Pope that's running the show. And in this case, the power behind the Pope is the State Department. And in this particular system that was set up back in 83, this was known at that time as Border 21. Is it still known as Border 21 if people wanted to search it on the web?
No, they keep incrementing the number. It's the next one, I think, is Border 2012. I'm not sure why they put Border 21, probably related to sustainable development.
Sure, Agenda 21.
Yeah, but they've backed it off, and now it's Border 2012.
So Ronald Reagan then and this Miguel de la Madrid in 1983 set this breakthrough agreement establishing a framework for cooperation on environmental problems. It's always the environment, folks. Don't ever think that it's not. Everything that man does happens in an environment. And so we have this framework for cooperation on environmental problems. Economic and environment and development, that's Agenda 21, it's screaming it out to me, that has been carried forward by subsequent presidents, subsequent presidential administrations in Mexico and the U.S., the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and Mexico's Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources are jointly charged with searching for and implementing solutions to problems related to air, water, and land pollution along the border. Now, when we have gone into this in detail on other broadcasts, Vicki, we have water courses, rivers that flow from U.S. territories and lands down into the Mexican territories and lands. And because those rivers flow and because the air circulates, comes across Mexico and up into the U.S., we have air, water, and land pollution. Of course, we have all of those pesky illegals that poop and leave diapers and other kinds of garbage in our desert areas when they can run across the borders following their coyote. We have the air, water, and land pollution then that can be pointed to as a reason, the raison d'être, if you will, the reason for the season, for creating such a thing as this. But it really has far more to do than environmental issues, correct?
Oh, much more. As a matter of fact, I don't even really. It was never really about the environment. They just use the environment. Right. Because if you think about it, if everything that we do is, of course, within our environment, and so if they control and manage the environment, they control and manage us. And so. No, I wouldn't object to this if it was truly what they said it was, you know, which is to be cooperative in terms of the environment to make sure that, you know, we're not sending pollution down to Mexico. But it was much, much more than that, and I think it ultimately is for the purpose of putting the whole United States under a management structure under the United Nations.
And the obfuscation of and blurring of borders and boundaries, and we have that between states here in southwest Missouri. We have watershed agreements, the White River Watershed Agreement and others with our neighbors to the south in Arkansas. So we blend state governments across state boundaries as well. So we'll pick it all up right there When we come back from this break, folks, your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we find that when we get involved in this concept of regionalism and all of the various and sundry agencies that are created under this new pluralistic lifestyle that we live in the United States and around the world, whenever we create these various regions, then, of course, it opens the door to working groups and subgroups that reflect the political, the economic, the law enforcement, social and environmental issues forming the fabric of the, in this case, U.S. and Mexico relations. We have these multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task force and so on and so forth, and it just gets worse from there. Where do we want to go next on this La Paz Agreement, Vicki?
Well, the importance of language. And I have the text of the La Paz Agreement on the first link in the list there. And normally, you know, when lawyers write agreements, which you know this agreement was written by lawyers, they write it in such a way that it's tight so that the parties to the contract can't do anything more than is specified in the contract. This agreement is written just the opposite, and so that the parties together can agree to expand the agreement just simply by agreeing. And it was in this way that this agreement was written, so that they could bypass the oversight of Congress in what they are doing in that international zone.
So unlike a set-in-stone constitution for the United States of America, this becomes another one of these living documents whereby in the process of dialogue to consensus, or in the rapidly changing world that we live in, or any of the rest of the dialectic that's used all the time, these people can actually, they were set up with an agreement that was an open-ended contract where they could just simply change the terms of the agreement. Once they've established it, then under the color of law and under this umbrella, this thing could morph into go anywhere that they want to take it, as long as the parties to it agree. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Okay, and also it was written under as a UN instrument. It starts out saying, "The United States of America and the United Mexican States, recognizing the importance of a healthful environment to the long-term economic and social well-being of present and future generations of each country, as well as of the global community, recalling that the Declaration of the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment, proclaimed in Stockholm in 1972, called upon nations to collaborate to resolve environmental problems of common concern." And right there it tells you, by bringing the United Nations agreements into this agreement, it kind of, I'm not sure what the legal term for it is, but it makes this kind of an addendum to the 1972 Stockholm Agreement.
And to recall something, you know, like the recalling the Declaration of the United States Conference, by recalling that, it infers that this is a continuation of that, because we're recalling, bringing forward something that was done previously. But if we notice here, this Stockholm in 1972 was 20 years prior then to the establishment of Agenda 21, if you will, in 1992, one being done in Stockholm, the second and the subsequent being done in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. But again, here we've got the eco-soc that's tied into this as well. So this thing has opened the door once again of Pandora's box, but it brings in and invokes this as a United Nations procedure rather than just a multilateral or bilateral agreement between Mexico and the United States. It includes all of the rest of the countries, the global community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's see. On this document here, I have I've listed out several of the articles. I do have a link to the whole entire document, but I've listed the clauses that are of particular interest, and that I think are especially the ones to focus on, that allow the expansion of the agreement.
Yeah.
And Article 4, if you notice in Article 4, the 100 kilometers on either side of the border, that's 62.5 miles, it includes the maritime boundaries between each party. So they've also brought into the agreement the zones of that we have, the water borders. So it actually extends beyond the land borders.
Well, one of the real problems that I saw early on in this boundary agreement that was negotiated after the Mexican-American War between what became California, Arizona, New Mexico, and the Baja, Sonora, and Chihuahua of Mexico, in my opinion, one of the real mistakes that was made here is that they took that cut north, it looks like, from Nogales, and went at a bias instead of following one of the latitudes, had they just taken a latitude bearing from Nogales to the west, they would have cut off more of the Baja Peninsula, but they would have included ocean access, water access to the Gulf of California, which would, in my opinion, have been a much more intelligent thing to do, because it would have given us an incredible port there in the Gulf of California, which is on the eastern side of the Baja Peninsula. But anyway, there's a lot going on in this little deal here, if you will, that from a political standpoint is really challenging. This article number 8 goes on, each party designates a national coordinator whose principal function will be to coordinate and monitor implementation of this agreement. There would be something that we would need to figure out who that national coordinator is, then make recommendations to the parties, organize the annual meetings and the meetings of the experts, and it's always experts say, and then continues along. Additional responsibilities of the national coordinators may be agreed to in an annex to this agreement. Whenever we hear the word annex, again, we're talking about UN agreements. That's the way, that's their language, folks. And in the case of the United States of America, the national coordinator shall be the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. And so much of what has caused the giant sucking sound to not only to Mexico, out of America, but also to Canada and many other places around the globe, this Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has been a stumbling block, an absolute impediment to development in our country ever since it was created.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you think about what they did with this agreement, is that they created divided loyalties within our own government. You've got the EPA was a department that was focused on domestic issues. Now, with this agreement, with the La Paz agreement, what they did is they created a new section of the EPA that is focused on international issues. The people in the international section work with people in Mexico. So, you know, but you still have your domestic side of the department. And so, you know, you're creating divided loyalties within the same department with an arrangement like this. You know, so what, which dominates, you know, domestic interests or international interests?
Well, I think the answer to that question is going to have to be international interests, as long as the internationalists continue to prevail and rule the day. Certainly the transnational corporations are a super governmental power that even our government basically bobs along under the puppet master strings. But the EPA, you know, if had the Environmental Protection Agency, you know, done what it really ought to have done on September the 11th, had they stepped in and gone after Larry Silverstein and the city of New York for having a controlled demolition in their city with building number 7 without having filed an environmental protection, what's it called? The EIS, an environmental impact statement, had they stepped in at that point, the whole dialogue would have shifted, because without filing an environmental impact statement and or without having put together an acceptable short form EIS, they wouldn't have been able to get a pass on knocking that building down that quickly. So anyway, there's so much involved in all of this, folks, but the EPA goes back to the Superfund cleanups and much more. We'll pick it up.
The brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth, because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetables. vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again, and folks, your calls are welcome today. It's 866-841-1065, and in the Austin, Texas area, if you have unlimited long-distance air access, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to weigh in on this. If you've done any study on this La Paz agreement or the idea of regionalism, you want to get your thoughts out to a wider audience, you're welcome to call in. Back to this La Paz agreement under Article 9, let me just read a little bit more of this. It says, taking into account the subjects to be examined jointly, the national coordinators may invite, as appropriate, representatives of federal, state, and municipal governments to participate in the meetings provided for in this agreement. And Vicki, you've pointed out in the past, you know, some of these various and sundry meetings that you, you know, sit through on C-SPAN and then bring back to our attention. But, this is a, there's so much in all of these various documents that if we don't go through them article by article, we really don't understand the depth of the depravity.
That's true. When you're doing research on anything, you've got to get to the source documents that established the structure and the legal boundaries that people are working under. And in this case, you know, with what's going on with the NAFTA agreement, the whole thing with Mexico, this agreement is one of the key source documents. And you'll notice that it is almost, I haven't heard anybody talk about it except me. You know, I found the map to it in an article that Deneen Peterson wrote, when I saw it, I started researching it, and my reaction was, oh my God, this is key. This is a major, major document.
Well, you know, just yesterday on Bloomberg News, you know, they had one of the articles that they'd posted was verbiage from this UN summit that's going on where the usurper got up and spoke his testimony. But basically, once again, we hear in that it's just, oh, it's just one of these weak, enfeebled, toothless old hags. You know, the United Nations, you don't need to worry about this, folks. Don't look here. There's nothing going on in here. But I believe, and I think you would agree, Vicki, nothing could be further from the truth. What's happening at this international level behind the scenes and under the radar has not only redefined what is the United States of America, who we are and whose we are, but it is in the process of redefining all nations in the same fashion.
That's true. This is the world over. I mean, this is part of the playbook. Regionalism is part of the playbook for global governance. And the idea is to put in a management structure. So, and I'm sure these intellectuals, you know, at the global level, they're thinking, you know, people can have their little elected governments. It doesn't make any difference as long as they have the power to manage through these regional organizations.
Well, it's like a bunch of children playing with tin soldiers, you know, and dolls. You know, we set up all of our little tin soldiers, and you have the red ones, and I have the blue ones, you know, and we draw lines in the sand, and we, you know, organize on both sides, and then we bring up our Ken and our Barbies, you know, and we face them off and square them off and all of that. But at the bigger level, at the adult level, at the level that goes on inside the house while the children are playing in the yard, all of these sorts of things are happening, and they're talking about the idea of these intergovernmental coordinators putting together these kinds of documents that can be expanded out of one of their unelected board or Soviet Council meetings, that, you know, they can rewrite our entire relationship with foreign countries overnight, and it just is completely overlooked in public media. We have no idea what's happening.
Right. And you know, a good example of that is Robert Pastor. He released a report called Towards a North American Community. And he used the word community, and he denied that they were working towards a North American Union. And, you know, how insulting is that, that, you know, we are supposed to believe the word community as opposed to the structure of a North American Union? And so they want to play games on the words that they use.
Well, they stand behind those words, and from the standpoint of law, you know, being controlled by law, no, this is not a union, this is a community. Or they could say, well, no, this is not our goal. This is just one of our aims, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of like a married man saying that this other lady, she's just a friend.
She's a friend. Believe me, she's a friend, you know. Yeah, she's just a friend of mine, you know. Yeah.
No unions taking place.
No unions here. We're not congressing, honey. Put that rolling pin down. Yeah. 1972 Declaration of the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment. What the La Paz Agreement, Vicki writes here, what the La Paz Agreement did was to establish a fiefdom. This is this global plantation again, folks, with serfs on the field, headed up by unelected government employees, giving them virtually unlimited power to expand their areas of responsibilities, with the power to recruit an army of non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, to lobby for them. Essentially, the areas included the La Paz fiefdom were commandeered from the states through which it runs. And so then it invokes all of the lobbyist groups, all of the special interest groups. It brings into fore all of the groups out there that are championing for the borders and the border fencing and border this and border that, you know. It brings all of this into play, and yet the system continues unabated.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's where Article 9, you know, I'm going to repeat part of what you read. The national coordinators may invite, as appropriate, representatives of federal, state, and municipal governments to participate in the meetings provided for in this agreement. By mutual agreement, they may also invite representatives of international government or non-governmental organizations who may be able to contribute some element of expertise on problems to be solved.
And so CENTRA comes into this, the Spanish government comes into this, all of the EU group, anything in the North Atlantic treaty groups can come into this, military can come into it. It's a wide open invitation. They can bring anyone to the table for dialogue, discourse, and planning.
Right. And the Sierra Club, just anybody. Anybody to the table that they want to by mutual agreement.
Mm.
Okay. Now, Article 14 sets up financing in such a way that they don't have to go back to Congress for money. Okay, it says, unless otherwise agreed, each party shall bear the cost of its participation in the implementation of this agreement, including the expenses of personnel who participate in any activity undertaken on the basis of it. For the training of personnel, the transfer of equipment, and construction of installations related to the implementation of this agreement, the parties may agree on a special modality of financing, taking into account the objectives defined in this agreement.
So one of the special modalities of financing then would be toll roads on the Trans-Texas Corridor, for instance.
Yeah, for instance, that's right.
Or if you wanted to get into it in a deeper level or a more nefarious level, you could get into the idea that buying military equipment and giving it to the Mexican government so that they can go up and down the their side of the border, and then having Mexican contractors coming up on our side of the border and doing work, maybe foolishly building a section of fence or something, all of these things through these special modalities of financing going out again into the international community, diving into these various and numerous funds. They can bring monies from any part of the country or from any group or any independent, Halliburton, Cheney, you know, Kellogg, Brown and Root, Khaki, anybody, Blackwater, anybody could finance or fund part of these initiatives. Now, this is all, in a way, just speculation, but it just is demonstrative of the open nature of the language in this particular declaration. We talk about expanding the areas of responsibility a little bit further down in this article that you've got here. Any organization, government, or corporate that has the authority and the money to expand the areas of responsibilities will do so. So we can say that if you open the door, then people will go flowing through the door. And so with an open door policy like this, and without real thorough investigative reporting, and some controls by Congress, this is just a Katie bar the door, another one of the thousand cuts that we're dying from, folks. It's a real serious issue, and I'm glad that Vicki's brought it to our attention. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break with your calls and much, much more.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90%. 20% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
History will always remember those strong swords. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we opened up the discussion with Vicki Davis, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays today. What you can find posted on our website at www.channelingreality.com. On the left-hand side, and glance down the list, you'll see Become Vocal Local. Click on that link, and she's posted numerous articles for our inquiry and discussion today. Any of these are certainly on the table for discussion. Your calls are always welcome on this broadcast, 866-841-1065. And as we proceed through this article a little bit further, Vicki, this idea, this 1972 Declaration of the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment, well, I dislike that kind of language, but this is the way the globalists speak when they talk about the peons, the chattel in the field. But you then go from there into expanding these areas of responsibility where you say any organization, government, or corporate that has the authority and the money to expand their areas of responsibility will do so, which we read in the previous hour. But from that, it drops down further in this article. So this U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Global Affairs Office, Mexico, U.S. Border 21 Program, where it reads, the Border 21 Program is a binational interagency program aimed at protecting and improving the environment and environmental health while fostering sustainable development in the U.S.-Mexico border areas. Fostering sustainable development. Really, people have to be led into this. They really need to be dialogued into this consensus to even conceive of the idea of sustainable development. And if we can understand that word properly, folks, to sustain something is to prop up, it's to shore up, it's to make something continue that otherwise on its own merit would probably just fail. And that's exactly what sustainable development is all about. Without all of the continuous governmental agencies propping it up and shoring it up, the idea or the concept of sustainable development would collapse, just as we find man-made global warming collapsing in the face of scientific evidence. Vicki?
Well, yeah, and sustainable development is simply the concept that they are using to impose environmental restrictions of the regional managers. And this agreement gives them the power to do it.
And it's really through a process of decentralization that makes this actually happen. I'll just read a little bit further here. It says, from the objectives of the Border 21 program include public involvement. This is public buy-in, folks. You might see a little notice. You might see something in the newspaper. What I've noticed in the past 10 years is that we find these little notices after the fact. You find a notice that says, well, this watershed boundary group met on Tuesday, but of course the newspaper comes out on Wednesday, and then they talk about the people that were involved and maybe have a photograph from the meeting. But it talks about this public involvement, the decentralization of border decision-making, decentralizing it. In other words, it's not the governments involved that are making these border decisions. It's again these unappointed, unelected Soviets, and increased cooperation between the different governmental agencies operating in the border region. Of course, governmental agencies can be created under these articles to operate there, but they're not necessarily government agencies. They are just governmental agencies, and that's a key word. Words are important. How they're used, what their meanings are, what the senses are, what their terms are, what the terms mean in law, all of these things are important. And it continues. It says the program is implemented through 9 binational work groups, all these working groups, following best practices, no doubt, in your interest and mine. We'll be back right after this brief commercial intermission. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Thursday, September the 24th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We're into our second hour now, again visiting as we do as on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Vicki Davis. Vicki's an independent researcher. She has a website out there that you want to go and visit. It's www.channelingreality.com. And on this website, on the homepage, you'll see a Become Vocal Local link. For the benefit of our audience that was away at the top of the hour, commercial intermission breaks and local weather. But on that homepage, you'll see the Become Vocal Local link. And if you click on that, you'll open up the various documents for today's broadcast that we're discussing right here on air. We're talking about the La Paz Agreement, the very first issue. It's just every day when Vicki comes and joins us, she sets the table just overflowing with food, and the sideboard is overflowing with condiments. We rarely ever get to all of the documents, but nevertheless, this provides some information that you can go on your own time, maybe listen to the archives a couple of times through, visit the website, open up these other links and documents and read through them. But we're at this point now in this La Paz Agreement where we're looking at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Global Affairs Office, as it relates to the U.S.-Mexico Border 21 program, and we find here that this program is implemented through 9 binational work groups that integrate the efforts of other participating entities and define specific projects to achieve the program's objectives. Vicki?
Right. They started off with an original 6 work groups that had to do with water, air, hazardous and solid waste, pollution prevention, contingency planning and emergency response, and cooperative enforcement. Well, this new agreement, the Border 21, they added to it, and this is an example of how they expand the areas of responsibility in this using this agreement. Okay, so by this time they've added 3 more. They've added recognizing that the environment needs to be considered from a comprehensive perspective, Border 21 integrates 3 new work groups. These are environmental information resources, natural resources, and environmental health. Well, if you go to, I have a link up there to the Office of Global Health Affairs and also the Regional Affairs of the Americas. Now, both of those links are stale. I'm going to have to go reset them, but they do take you to the globalhealth.gov website, which is a part of the Health and Human Services Department. And if on their search box you type in regional affairs, you'll see that they've established all kinds of regional facilities based on this agreement. Like there is the Central American Regional Health Training Center that offers health care, you know, and there is the, let's see, I saw another one down here. Oh, there's Veterans Affairs Regional Health and Hospitals Emergence Administrators. But you'll see all of the regional facilities that and this one in South Central America says in the middle of the front row is the director of the Office of the Americas in the Health and Human Services Office of Global Affairs. So here again, this agreement has been used to create a divided department, you know, whereas Health and Human Services was a domestic department focused on domestic health needs of the American people. They've created divided loyalties, a divided department, and now there is an international section that is interested in global health, global affairs.
Well, again, certainly on this kind of a concept, when we get involved in it and understand how this this works out, folks, these work groups, when you get down to part 5 here, contingency planning and emergency responses and the cooperative enforcement and compliance and environmental information resources, what we're really doing there is we're building this militarization, if you will, of the police and the first responders and all of that. Anytime you get involved with emergency resources, contingency planning, cooperative enforcement, compliance, it's all voluntary compliance. You will take your flu shot. You will take it now. You will take it the way we give it to you, and you will not be able to say anything about it, you know. So it's the lick and stick is involved in here, too, but it's all for the children. It's all for the earth. It's all from Mother Gaia or Gi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in this list, it's not only global health, but they did the same thing with the Border Patrol. They created another division within the Border Patrol that called BORSTAR that is interested in search and rescue.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? We have these lost illegal aliens wandering around on the desert, and we're going to need to search and rescue them, right?
Right. And so you've got the police function of the Border Patrol, and then you've got the people that are rescuing them. I mean, you know, it doesn't, and this is, that's what I mean by divided loyalties, divided mission, divided functions within our domestic departments of government.
And it's, again, it invokes this Star Wars technology as well, because, you know, you use the word star in things. What you're talking about is satellite technology and research, Borstar, border satellite technology and research, things like that. It opens up another can of worms, but it goes so far beyond environment that it's kind of it's specious to even say it, but that's where they hide it all. And then it has a lot to do with commerce as well. Continuing here, this expansion in the binational efforts, an agreement to expand Borstar along the southwest border was one of the agreements reached during a series of meetings between the United States and Mexico regarding binational efforts to promote border safety. Borstar teams began providing binational training to Mexican officers in the year 2000. It just goes from bad to worse.
I know. It's just really... It's amazing when you start looking at this stuff and what they've done. And all of this is really never talked about in the media, you know, what they've done with these international agreements.
And well, where do they say that this, you know, the hog sweats and squirts flu, you know, had its big outbreak was in Mexico? You know, now it's a global thing, you know. But again, you can look right back into these kind of documents and you see where the door was opened, the chute was greased, you know, they got the toboggan all waxed up, they're ready to go down the hill, and they're taking us all with them, in their insanity. The whole concept of the North American Union, the disintegration of the border, maybe we should go there next after this break, Vicki. We've got a couple of seconds left, but on the next document here, this North American Union, disintegration of the border, you start out and you say conceptually the idea behind the North American Union is the same as for the European Union, and that's absolutely the case. All of these regions, this idea of regionalizing the whole planet into so many regions, I don't know, 13 regions total, you know, we're going to have the North American Union and their currency. We're going to have all of the Americas, our currency, Africa and the Middle East on theirs, and Asia on theirs. And so regions is a big topic. It's an important topic, and we'll talk about it more right after this break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politics,
politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
And we're back once again. You know, it just never seems to, ceases to amaze me. We keep finding these same bad pennies that just don't ever want to go away. Lawrence Summers is one of them. Maurice Strong is another. A socialist from Canada, we're going to find him in this article. But for folks, if we can wrap our minds around, understand this intergenerational oligarchies that have risen up in our midst, not only in the creation of the colonies as corporations, but throughout all of our history. If you go back and access, as I did during the break, I've got the American, the Encyclopedia Americana open in front of me. And I've got two pages here, Vicki, of the Strongs, the Strong family, from the very earliest times, even in the committees of safety and stuff like that. These articles track the Strongs as they came out of England and Europe into the Americas. You'll find them repeatedly at Harvard, at Yale, and so on and so forth, working at all levels. Some have been theologians. Many of them have been mathematicians, jurists, almost all of them, merchants and mayors and so on and so forth. But here in this article, you give us this. It says, to understand how this treason, well, I should say conceptually again, the ideas behind the North American Union is the same as for the European Union. Absolutely, take it to the bank. Strategically, the idea is to create large, regional, unelected, unseen governance structures that can be managed by the social engineers of the United Nations, creating a totalitarian one-world government by stealth. In other words, the great shadow government, experts say, the man behind the curtain said. To understand how this treason has occurred right under our noses, one must go back to the Stockholm 1972 Declaration of the United Nations Conference on the Human Environment, which we mentioned in the previous article, the La Paz Agreement. But here, you write, this conference was headed up by Maurice Strong, a socialist from Canada, and Maurice Strong was the Secretary General of the conference in Rio in 1992, 20 years later, that gave us Agenda 21.
Yeah, and he's the psycho who also wants to, he said something to the effect that the lifestyle of the American middle class uses too much resources, and so it's the world's duty to diminish, to take down our lifestyle. I'll find the direct quote for you. I have it.
Well, it's certainly no longer appropriate for us to use air conditioners or automobiles or to live in detached single-family houses. This whole idea of the Wally and June Cleaver 1950s subdivision with a 57 Chevrolet in the driveway, this whole idea is so unsustainable that it's just going to have to be destroyed, and this has been their goal all along.
Yeah, well, and it's quite stunning, actually. Okay, here's the quote. Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, home and workplace air conditioning and suburban housing are not sustainable. A shift is necessary, which will require a vast strengthening of the multilateral system, including the United Nations. A 1992 UN Conference on Environment and Development isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse. Isn't it our responsibility to bring it about? So, I mean, that is a declaration of war against the United States, actually, against all the developed nations of the world.
Yeah, and this forward to the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, Maurice Strong writes these words. He says, industrialists, economists, financiers, engineers, scientists, those who, in truth, hold the levers of economic power and change, have joined the constituency of earnest environmentalists in a commitment to the fulfillment of the hopes and aspirations engendered by Rio. He's opening up a new pathway to a more secure, sustainable, and equitable future. But if you can understand equity, folks, equity is like the Papal Rome, where you go in and buy indulgences. Equity gives those that have the money a pass on law, international and national law. If you have the, if you're a special needs person, you can get a pass on law and legislation. So those, the various impediments that are placed on the developed countries are the very ones then that are relieved through equitable transfers, equity in the developing countries. We may have to pay enormous carbon tax problems here or credits here in this country, but the developing countries won't. And it's this idea that he posited early that these are unsustainable. What we do in the developed countries is unsustainable. And as even Dr. Monteith has stated on his broadcast, we need to be brought down to the level of Bolivian peasants.
Right. Well, and the pathology of his thinking is apparent. When you just take a look at the world, and it's the developed countries that have the departments of EPA that protect the forests, that protect the waters. You don't have that kind of thing in the undeveloped countries. You know, you just have poor people living on the land and using the resources as necessary to survive. And so So what he says in this really doesn't make sense from the standpoint of the environment. So there's more to it than that, and the more to it is that they want the power to control those resources.
Well, absolutely. If you have a strong middle class, for instance, who are self-possessed of property and capital, labor, etc., they are an impediment to the idea of going back to, and they're educated enough to understand, but there's an impediment that is there between where the global financiers and the lords of the manor, where they are and where they need to be in this new global serfdom. So as long as the middle class stands, they remain as a barrier to accomplishing these long-held beliefs of a one-world system run by an oligarch.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to good old Mordecai Levy again, Karl Marx. I mean, ever since the 1840s, the middle class, the entrepreneurs, those that are something above the common labor or the beast of the field, have been under attack by this black nobility of Europe that would just as soon like to go back to having castles again and the three-field system.
Well, and that's what David Rockefeller's goal has been all along, too, you know, is to be able to manage and control everything that goes on in the United States. Actually, he was one of the founders of the Trilateral Commission, I believe. And as a part of that, the Mexican Binational Committee has been a driving force behind everything going on with Mexico, the integration of our country, because it becomes easier to manage. The fewer people that you have to deal with to manage larger and larger areas. This is just basic organizational theory, you know, that you build a power structure, and then the people at the top can just simply deal with their circle, and then, you know, those people deal with their circle, but it keeps the circle small and tight.
Yeah, the whole idea of having in socialism and communism, the way that it's the way that they get public buy-in is that the talking point is that it puts the power in the hands of the proletariat, where nothing can be further from the truth for those of us that have studied our history and understand that all of the power is centered in fewer and fewer of these oligarchs' hands. The archons rise to the top of the pile. They're hiding behind the scene, but they manipulate the serfs in the field to go out and torch other people's property and burn and kill and rape and maim and steal. But at the end of the day, it's always the oligarchs, fewer and fewer hands holding the grains of power. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again visiting with Vicki Davis. Again, her website is channelingreality.com. It's channelingreality.com. And on the homepage of her website, you'll see the Become Vocal Local link there on the left-hand side. Click on that. And then click on Regionalism is Dialectic Materialism, the topic of this segment's broadcast. when we think with the economic decline in the United States reaching the point that lawmakers can no longer claim booming economy, Vicki writes here, states around the nation are beginning to acknowledge that the NAFTA agreement is not beneficial to the U.S. So when the word came that the Idaho legislators were preparing a memorial on NAFTA, it seemed a hopeful sign that there would be acknowledgement by the lawmakers to that effect. But what the memorial turned out to be was a Machiavellian joke, a Trojan horse delivered by one we thought was true to the cause of American national sovereignty. The joke is on the citizens of Idaho. And isn't that the way it always works? The joke, folks, is on you and it's on me, Vicki.
Yeah, this memorial, you know, that was supposed to be expressing displeasure with NAFTA, the first clause in there said, whereas we strongly object to any treaty or agreement which threatens to violate national security, private property, United States commerce, constitutional rights, and American sovereignty, while emphasizing our commitment to the Pacific Northwest Economic Region and other cooperative nations' work for mutually beneficial goals, blah, 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 it goes on. So when I read that, I said, what in the world is the Pacific Northwest Economic Region? Well, I did a search on it, and I found out that it's a regional agreement similar to the La Paz Agreement. It includes the states of Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, and the provinces of Alberta, British Columbia, and the Yukon. It's basically a regionalizing of the United States across transnational boundaries.
Okay, so we have an assault going on the southern border with this La Paz agreement. On the north, we have this PNWER, another assault going on there. No doubt that the northeast has the same going on up there if we were to dig into it. But this idea of regional policy and planning doesn't seem to live up to the claim of recognizing national sovereignty. They just kind of speak to that in passing in their dialectic materialism.
Yeah, I know. That's why it truly was a Machiavellian joke. I don't know, you know, why would they put that into law, you know, or into the memorial? It just blew me away totally.
Well, this idea of Machiavelli, you know, it invokes this the prince, if you will. For those of you who don't know, the prince was the primary work of Nicolai Machiavelli. If you haven't read it, get a copy of it. Get several copies of it from published in different time periods and from different countries, and read The Prince, because if we can wrap our minds around and understand what Machiavelli was talking about, then Robert Strauss, Leo Strauss, William Crystal, now deceased, thank goodness for that, we can sleep better at night, his son Irving still with us, but we can understand more about what is neocon and what all of that's about. But a long time ago now, it seems I came up with this idea that there is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, and that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And this idea of legal positivism can be summed up by saying that whatever the prince says has the force of law. So this Machiavellian, the prince says that even though we recognize national sovereignty, we have this new regionalized system set up between multiple countries, and this is the law. So whatever the prince says then has the force of law, and we, the people of all those respective areas, Vicki, I guess, are just supposed to endure it.
Yeah, we're just supposed to ignore the fact that, you know, this Pacific Northwest Economic Region is paid for by a whole lot of corporations, and that it includes the heads of legislators and governors and so forth into a committee, a private organization a non-profit, you know, what are they called, those 501c3 or whatever. And they are making policy that then gets translated into law for us. Now, whose interests are being represented in this little committee thing they have going on, with it being sponsored by these large corporations?
And, of course, you know, we're the ones that are being asked to finance, you know, Nancy Pelosi's homeward bound Friday evening flights in her 757 or whatever it is. She flies back and forth between California and Washington, D.C., and on a weekly basis to the tune of $600,000 or $700,000 a year. But at the same time, we're the ones that are asked to pay the bill to send our governors and our state representatives and our senators up to these various and sundry meetings as they stand around in a circle, dialoguing themselves into consensus, and in the same process, in at least in concept, committing treason against the very people that are financing their trip.
Yeah. Well, and that's the way all of these organizations work. I don't know if you were following recently, but one of the senators put through a piece of legislation to stop the funding of ACORN. Now, you'd have to ask yourself, why in the world were we funding ACORN to begin with? You know, what does that have to do with with their function as government, that they would be funding ACORN?
Well, that's probably a 501c4 non-governmental organization. Is that it?
I'm not sure what their organization is, but the fact is that our government has gone into so many areas that are outside the scope of government. And now with organizations like the PNWER, they are forming new alliances, new allegiances, and as members of that group, you know, they adhere to our participation in this, Idaho's participation in this, is encoded into law. Idaho statutes, Title 67, Chapter 78. And it says, cooperative activities. It is the intent of this act to direct and encourage the establishment of cooperative activities between the seven legislative bodies of the region, the state representatives to the Northwest Pacific Northwest Economic Region shall work through appropriate channels to advance considerations of proposals developed by this body.
Incredible. So, well, hold on just half a second here. We've got a caller, Melody from Colorado. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melody.
I had a question. Good morning, Vicki and Will. I had a question, or just a point to bring up. When you have these areas like you're talking about, you have the one down in the southwest and you have the one up in the northwest, and particularly the northwest one, there almost seems to be a correlation between this northwest area you're talking about and the naval area that they've kind of decided to take over and use as a training area. Have you guys noticed that?
You're
familiar with it.
Where is the naval area, the training area? Are you talking about?
It's going to be like, it's in the northern part of California, in Oregon, possibly on the western part of Idaho and Washington.
I don't know. The way our government is acting, I would be worried that it's a replacement for Vieques. You know, that they're going to use us for, you know, bomb training or something. But, no, I'm not sure.
Well, there is. That's what it sounded like, actually. It did sound something similar to that, because they were going to be able to use some kind of chemicals and things like that that might be detrimental to certain animals. And the one who's done all the research on that has been Rosalind Peterson. And she, you know, if there's anybody going to document something, she does. And so that's the person you could acquaint yourself with her work is on that. But also in eastern Colorado, they've kind of taken over like the southeast quadrant of the state for Fort Carson. So along when they're doing these agreements that you're talking about, they're coming at us in 8 or 10 different directions, and this may be one of them.
Absolutely. Hold on right there, Melody. We'll pick it up right on the other side of this break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we have returned in our final segment of today's two-hour broadcast. We're visiting with Vicki Davis, our special guest on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Melody calling in from Colorado. Melody is a talk host. We've had her on as a guest here on this broadcast here on Become Vocal Local. And Melody, as we were going into the break, you were opening up this dialogue in regards to this militarization or military activity that's going on the Pacific Coast. But at the same time, there's breaking news and additional developments coming out of Colorado in regards to the Nestle deal, too.
That's correct. They did go ahead and sign, you know, the agreement so that Nestle's got their foothold here as far as, you know, support from our county. And so, again, I'm going to say and that that's just a foothold to that whole watershed. But at this point in time, we've got people that have water rights and that sort of thing lining up to possibly have the right to sell and do whatever they want with it. And so there's another issue that seems to be developing to me that I hadn't really focused on a lot, and that's the fact that they can sell off these water rights and sell them away from here. They don't want it to be, there are those that don't want to be taken out of the valley, but at the same time, your farmers and ranchers, you know, they see that as a way of cashing out, I would imagine.
Well, under,
I don't know. I would suspect that they were being forced to sell because, remember how the multinational investment agreements work. You either allow businesses, foreign corporations, to come in and they have a right under the international agreements, under the NAFTA agreement, to be able to carry on their business if their business is selling water, and you have laws against selling water to corporations. They can sue you under the kangaroo courts of NAFTA or the WTO to either force you to give up your water or to pay them reparations and damages for assumed losses under the agreement. So, I mean, that's the danger. Pardon me?
I don't disagree with you on that. I mean, because I know the farmer and rancher are being gotten at from numerous different directions between taxes and every other aspect that force them out of business, except for the, you know, multinational large corporate farms. But that's why it's so important to pay attention to so many of these other issues, like the water. Because in the meantime, we had that geothermal project going in our area. One of the ranchers that was involved with the hot water on their land ends up turning a large area, the recharge area for the spring for Nestle, ends up going into a conservation easement. I don't think it was a land trust. I think it was a conservation easement. Well, that sounds fine and dandy. But do conservation easements stay conservation easements, or that can they be changed in some manner? And that's one that I'm looking at. And then I have, in a related matter, but unrelated matter, I was checking into something on the city of Salida owns a large spring here that they've been fighting back and forth with Pontius Springs over, you know, something just for the ability to run hot water to the city because it has to pass through Pontius Springs to go to Salida. And in the meantime, here is a spring that might have as much as 2,200 to 2,600 CFS going into a creek and not being used in its most efficient, highest use. And, I mean, there's enough water there that could be, you know, doing something for heating of homes and things of that sort, geothermal.
Well, the highest and best use
and
is one of those slippery slopes that when we allow ourselves to go down that dialogue, then again it introduces the possibility or the potentiality of having someone else dictate what is the highest and the best use. And so, you know, if the farmers and the ranchers have a grant of lands, if they've established their water rights, if it's intergenerational, and someone like Nestle comes in and secures an easement to gain right to their water, that is ostensibly, in my mind, a taking. I would wonder how Hal Anthony over on Revolution would style that with his 1865 mining law. But at the same time, when we get into this, once again, we're back into the maw of Benito Mussolini's comment where he says fascism should rightly be called corporatism as it is a merger of the state and the corporate interests. And so, you know, surely Karl Mordecai Marx, as we found Mordecai Levy here, he says, I'm in favor of free trade because it breaks up old nationalities. And if you're breaking up the land trust, if you're breaking up and changing the relationship that we have ownership of land in this country, by allowing the international law to trump national and state law and county law, you know, that's a can of worms that no one is really prepared on a local level to deal with effectively. Vicki or Melody, comments?
Well, yeah, I mean, most
my
of
only comment on... Okay.
Go ahead,
Melody.
Well, All I was going to say was the fact that I don't know which is the best manner. I just know there's a lot of hot water that's becoming cold and going downstream.
Exactly.
And it could be utilized in a way that, you know, people could make, support the city and or, you know, be utilized in a manner before it goes downstream.
Well, everybody in Alaska benefits.
And I don't know.
Everybody in Alaska benefits from the oil exploration and use because they get a check each year, and maybe the people in Salida should be anticipating a check every year for the use of the intelligent use of this geothermally heated water that you're talking about here that's being discharged into the stream. So much all of this stuff, it's a big issue. There's lots of places where we can go in the discussions. And Melody, I thank you for your call. And we're going to go back to Vicki and let her help close out our broadcast for today. But thanks for calling in, Melody.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Go ahead, Vicki.
You're right. That highest and best use really is a slippery slope because that was the theory in the Kelo case.
Exactly.
That caused those people to lose their homes, you know. The town officials, the local officials, I doubt that the local officials really understand how globalism is impacting us on a local area.
No more so than so many of our listeners and even yourself and myself 10 years ago really understood this stuff. If you don't know it, folks, you just don't flat out don't know it, and you're not going to get told it by the change agents, you know. They come into town and they've got their talking points and they sell the councils and the commissions on this stuff. Our broadcast is carried by Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, and Sam is an alderman there in his town, and so at least for Owensville, they've got a resource on their council, someone that actually understands some of this stuff and can throw a flag on the field and put out warnings and cautions. But John and Jane Average that sit on the boards and sit on the city councils and serve as county commissioners, we can't expect that they're going to know all of this stuff. How would they have learned it had they not gone in? And, you know, why would they implement it if they don't know it? So, you know, it's our job to continue to teach and to reach out locally from a state level, from a county level, from a city and town council level, a metropolitan level. All we can do is teach people and show them and bring this information to their attention. But, you know, I think, you know, you're right, Vicki. I mean, how can we expect them to know it?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, and it's taken me quite a few years, heads down research, to get to the point to where I am, where I can, you know, put these pieces together. And in this webpage that I wrote, regionalism is dialectic materialism, at the bottom of it, you'll see where I've documented the formation of other regions that are forming. Some of them have been formalized. Others of them are still in the development stages. And I have a quote down here by Zbigniew Brzezinski. It says, "We cannot leap into world government in one quick step. The precondition for eventual globalization, genuine globalization, is progressive regionalization. Because thereby we move towards larger, more stable, more cooperative units." And he said that in 1995.
Well, if you don't get it out of the mouth of the big new folks, you're not going to get it out of the mouth of anybody. So he's the master blaster of the New World Order. We've done all we can do today to advise and inform, and I hope you all have learned something. Visit the website. Stay informed. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then,
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.